This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A suicide bombing and another blast ripped through two mosques in Pakistan on Friday, killing at least 57 people and injuring more than 60 amid events marking the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad, police and health officials said. No group has claimed responsibility for the blast, one of which trapped dozens of people under rubble, media said. They came amid a surge in militant attacks, raising the stakes for security forces ahead of general election set for January. Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered one of the top commanders of the Wagner military contract group to take charge of what he calls volunteer units fighting in Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The order signals the Kremlin's efforts to keep using the mercenaries after the death of their boss, Yevgeny Prigozhin. Putin has told Andrei Trusev that his task is to form volunteer units that could perform combat tasks, primarily in the war zone. The meeting appears to reflect the Kremlin's plan to redeploy some of the Wagner mercenaries to the front line in Ukraine, following their brief mutiny in June and their chief's suspicious death in a plane crash on August 23. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukrainian tank crews in eastern Ukraine say the first delivery of U.S. Abrams tanks to Kyiv as a boost and will offer more protection and firepower in battle. President Volodymyr Zelensky said this week Ukraine has taken delivery of its first shipment of U.S. jet-powered Abrams tanks to help in the defense against Russia's invasion. Ukrainian tank crews training in the Donetsk region of eastern Ukraine say once they're deployed, the Abrams tanks will be a big step up from the Soviet-era tanks they've been operating.